Welcome to the Commonwealth Minute. Here's your host, Richard Nelson.
A FEMA supervisor was fired after she told her team in Florida to avoid aiding hurricane survivors with Donald Trump yard signs. The director of FEMA claimed that this was an isolated incident, but the fired supervisor said that she was following nationwide protocol. Now, it's inconceivable that a nonpartisan federal agency would say that pro-Trump homes are extremist and dangerous for their employees and do not deserve government help in a time of crisis. FEMA claims that they want to avoid conflict, but serving homes based on political affiliation is deeply divisive and inappropriate at any time, especially after a natural disaster. This incident is a reminder that government services aren't contingent on political affiliation, and when it becomes so, there are consequences.
Find us on Facebook and Twitter at CPC4Kentucky and on the web at commonwealthpolicycenter.org.